I swear to God, honestly, I want to make sure I heard this right. Mike, did I just hear a guy in a commercial say, "Now I pee like a fire hose"? Did I really hear that?
I think he said garden hose.
Oh, garden. What difference does it make? I pee like a garden hose. Well,
and he's very happy about it.
Yeah, he seemed extremely happy. And if you would have asked me some 50 years ago when I first started having an association with WJR, if that line would ever make it on the air, I would have bet, well, $100,000, because that was like a million or a billion today. I would have bet $100,000 that that line would never show up on WJR. And now look what we hear. Anyway, okay. I mean, it's a new day. I understand that. Thank you to Gary Corbin for sending me a thing from a Costco Kirkland Aller Tech. He said it's great for allergies. Okay, I appreciate the help. I have a couple of things here. I just have to take them. Sometimes I can, this is going to sound weird, sometimes I get one of these medicines, I put it in my pocket, and the problem goes away, and I never have to. Oh, it sounds weird. I'm just telling you the truth. The truth is, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Last night, I told you I was at that special, wonderful annual birthday party, because I was invited by Art and Mary Ashley to Candace Miller, Macomb County Public Works Commissioner's annual birthday party. And I was so fortunate to run into young Mike Captain Bouchard, who's running for Congress for John James' available seat. And his mom, Pam Bouchard, was there. It was great to see them. And now I put the triangle together and I've got Dad on the line, Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard. You have got to be, you and Pam have got to be so proud of all your children. It was great to see Mike. What a fine young man he is. And you must feel great.
Yes. Yeah, we're super proud of him. He's followed his own heart. You know, I wanted him to not be in the Army, and he's been in the Army 10 years and been in combat. And then I said, stay away from politics and police work. Have a more peaceful, comfortable life. And so here we are. But, you know, he's doing it for the right reason. So we're super proud.
There's a front page story under the fold in the great The Detroit News, serving Michigan since 1873, DetroitNews.com. And it says, Dad's Donors Fuel Bouchard Campaign. Support of lifelong friends. The nature of the game, Republican says. Hey, look it. I watched people coming up to young Michael Bouchard running for Congress in the 10th District last night. They're seeking him out. He doesn't have to seek them out. And they're doing that because they have such high regard for their dad, Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard, for mom, Pam Bouchard, and for this young man that they watched grow up and have known what a great young man he is. So they'd love to see him in Congress. That's what that's all about, if I can add.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. You know, it said that I was working on his campaign, why he's deployed in the combat zone. Yeah, I was, because he decided he wanted to run, again, over my advice, find a better life, find an easier life. So he's deployed in the combat zone. You know, newsflash, you can't do politics while you're trying to defend the country and you know, do the things he was doing, winning a Bronze Star in combat. So, yes, I was spading the ground for him like a father would that supports their children and whatever their choice is. And I'm proud to do it and happy about it.
Good for you. And I support you in every way as the proud father I've always known you to be and the good husband I've known you to be and the good parents that you and Pam are. All right, let's talk about what we were scheduled to talk about. And that's, of course, that broken 42-inch water main at Auburn Hills. It has been replaced, but apparently the work is still leaving northern Oakland County under a state of emergency. What's the Lakes Water Authority? I understand that. But what's the latest you can tell us?
Yeah. And, you know, obviously we were busy and we've been busy for the last 3-4 days. Our substation and all a number of our substations have been dramatically affected by this, which is part of the reason I couldn't join you and Candace. So basically the bottom line is this: yes, the new chunk of pipe is in, but they've got a lot of work yet to do. They've got to undo their workarounds that was providing water and trying to keep emergency water going, primarily the Orion Township and the village, in addition to northern Auburn Hills. But you also are going to have a boil advisory in place for a while, because when when you have a break and pressure drops in the system and things change, bacteria can flow in and then get pushed back into the line and into the system. So even though you're getting water through the pipes, you've got to make sure that if you're in those areas, so check with whatever community in. We police Rochester Hills, part of it's under a boil advisory, some is not. Orion Township and Orion Village is obviously they have different restrictions because they're heavily impacted. They've actually been the most negatively impacted by this break. And then also pay attention to your individual communities of what steps are going on. But to your point, they've done some great work. They've got the pipe in. They're going to be testing it. They're going to undo the emergency things as the power and pressure comes back online. Water distribution's in place. We've got it staffed with deputies and other volunteers. Orion Township Supervisor Barnett has been working hard and doing a great job. They've got a sign-up sheet for volunteers. There's water distribution points that you can get water for free from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. So, you know, again, check your local community, and it's got the distribution points. So the good news is, you know, they are thinking it's somewhere runway to completion, and I'm being optimistic and hopeful, maybe Monday where everything is running again and you don't have to boil, but stay tuned to the websites of each community, wherever you may live, to get the specific information on that. But they're making great progress.
They ran ahead of the game, which is a blessing. But the boil water advisory is still in effect, as you point out, Sheriff, for all the communities affected, Orion Township, Rochester Hills, Auburn Hills, and Oakland Township. You know, on my morning show many years ago, L. Brooks Patterson warned us of this. However, he was talking about the infrastructure and all the underground pipes that were well over 100 years old. This is especially disheartening and worse that this pipe that burst was supposed to last about 100 years, and it's only lasted about 50 years, 1975. So this is not a good sign.
Right, and I think they're going to pull that piece of pipe that's failed and try to do an engineering and particle examination of it to make a determination what caused it to fail prematurely. And they're looking at different options of what they can do in the lines of that still exist in the authority. But obviously, infrastructure is expensive. And, you know, that's one of the things that's been overlooked, you know, for many, many years, whether it's the roads or whether it's pipes.
Out of sight, out of mind. But the roads have not been out of sight. And we were supposed to, quote, fix the damn roads. And we're still waiting, I guess.
Yeah, 100%. So it's going to be something the legislature and Congress has to come to grips with. And that goes to the bigger issue about all of the money that they were looking to stop spending on wasteful spending all across the globe and even in this country through fraud and put it into real needs of this country, including water, sewer, roads, and people here at home.
Yeah. Hey, quick note, because we're out of time, but the Oakland County Sheriff's Office crediting its Drones as First Responders program for a man's arrest near a domestic violence shelter this week. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a great program. We've been doing it for 4 years, and it gets on scene to an emergency call and gives us real-time, life-saving information to provide our deputies with information that help bring situations to a safe conclusion. Just yesterday, we were searching for two suicidal people.
Say that again. You dropped off.
Just yesterday, we were searching for two suicidal individuals.
Did you find them?
We use regularly. The one child that was suicidal was 13. We did find that young person and get them into treatment and health help. The other person managed to leave the county, and we forwarded the information to the county where we believe that person was. And I believe he was found, but we've been busy with the water stuff here at home, so I haven't checked back with that other county.
All right. Gotcha. Keep up the good work. Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard, best to Pam. It was great seeing her and hugging her last night. And great to see Captain Mike from the U.S. Army running for Congress in John James' available seat now. Good luck on everything, Mike.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
You do the same. 129 at 760 WJR.